You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Fritz Wenzel, Director of Communications for Zogby International, one of the most respected public polling firms in the country. We want to get his thoughts as the final numbers are crunched heading into today's real poll across the nation. And Fritz, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here, Greg. Thank you.
Obviously, Zogby is among the organizations that does a daily tracking poll, and that tracking poll has fluctuated over the past final weeks of this campaign. But there seems to be a pretty significant shift in just the past 24 hours. The second-to-last poll showed a 7-point Obama lead. Now we're looking at more than 11. How do we read that?
What happened was we pulled out the undecided voters, so that changed the proportions a little bit. But yes, we have Obama up by 11 points, 54% to 43%. Over the last month or so, while we've been doing this daily tracking, it's a three-day rolling average of 400 likely voters every day rolled up together. It creates a 1,200 likely voter sample. We've seen movement indeed, but it's always been little bit by little bit by little bit, day by day. So we've seen Obama as far ahead as 12 points, and it's been as close as one. So it's been an interesting process to see these last few weeks play out in the polling numbers.
There seemed to be a stretch maybe about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago where it seemed like McCain was closing the gap nationwide as well as in certain state polls. I think your own national tracking poll showed that. What do you believe was responsible for that, and what do you believe was responsible for what appears to be a stretching back out of the Obama lead?
He was really hitting on all cylinders with an economic message and a message of reform, the same sort of message he carried through his convention and just afterwards. And then he switched gears for whatever reason I don't understand and started going on the attack against Barack Obama. Remember, that was back when the crowds in his town hall meetings were kind of goading him into going after Obama on this subject and that subject and who Obama knew and hung out with. And independent voters had been telling us for a year they didn't want to hear that stuff, but the Republicans did want to hear it, and McCain gave it to them. Well, what happened was immediately we started to see Obama's numbers among those independent voters go up and McCain's numbers go down. It's different this year because we've got a much bigger pool of non-aligned voters, those independents, and they're a bigger pool. They're in the middle of the political spectrum, and they don't like political bickering. They don't like politics as usual, and so they went for Obama, and then they kind of bounced back to McCain as he started getting off that and back to an economic message, but it might have been too little too late. We'll know tomorrow, but he lost some valuable time there. Going after Obama on personal issues instead of sticking with the issues of the economy that were so important to the voters.
And Fritz, we know that there is a pretty significant enthusiasm for this campaign. Most folks expect a record turnout in terms of numbers today, maybe as many as 130 million voters. But in terms of the enthusiasm about the candidates, how excited are voters about the person they intend to vote for, or is it more about making sure that the other guy doesn't win?
No, it's the former, and it's a benefit to Barack Obama in this situation. He's really been able to draw a lot of new voters into the process, and normally that wouldn't be that big a deal because new voters, new registrants, tended in the past not to vote in very large numbers. They'd forget, you know, they're not used to voting, so they'd forget or they'd get busy with other things and they just wouldn't do it. But now in so many states we've got early voting. They could get busy one day and still vote the next and forget a half dozen times and then remember all of a sudden and actually get to the polls. That combined with an aggressive transportation effort by the Obama campaign and people who are trying to help him has really put him in the driver's seat with these early voters, and that's held him in good stead. He's already banked many votes and leads among those who have already voted. McCain leads slightly among those who are yet to vote on election day. So that's really the difference. But the energy has been translated from the Obama candidacy into actual votes at the ballot box.
We're talking with Fritz Wenzel, Director of Communications for Zogby International. And Fritz, it's been said that we could have a scenario this year where a lot of previous assumptions that have been made over previous campaigns are kind of shattered. Certain conventional wisdom that's going to have to be thrown out the window because the game has basically been changed. What have we already seen that's changed this year? And based on what we see tonight, what could change?
Well, the fundraising, certainly, we've seen changed. It is now a purview of the masses to be involved in presidential political campaigns. It used to kind of be only an insider's game, and you really wouldn't ever meet anybody in the course of a regular day who had contributed to a presidential campaign. But the ease of contributing over the internet and the ability of the Obama campaign to develop a network of millions of people who would give $10, $15, $20 has really changed the game, because that's what's behind all the spending and the ability for him to pay for these grassroots organizations. So that's the model for the future, and it will certainly change the way these campaigns in the future communicate and work with their supporters. It is interesting to see, though, what has happened with negative campaigning. I mentioned a moment ago that voters were in no mood to see it, and we found all year long that it hasn't worked, and that, I think, is a significant change, because in the past it has worked, and so we've seen really a dearth of that, a little mud here and there, but none of the stuff that we would have seen 4 years ago, none of the swift voting that you saw against John Kerry, for instance, and that has changed the game. It'll be interesting to see if that lasts in the next election cycle.
Last 30 seconds here, Fritz, and in terms of the unaligned voters, of the independent voters, which you say is growing more than ever, is there any particular characteristic that unites these people other than the fact that they're not aligned with Republicans or Democrats? Is there any particular message that seems to resonate with them?
Yes, anti-Washington. They are really angry at Washington, and so they're looking for a reform message. So that's why when McCain talked about that, his numbers went up. Same thing with Obama. These people are just furious about what's going on, from the bailout to dealing with Katrina, I mean, any number of different problems. They're concerned. They want someone to just flush the politics, get something done for the country in these next 4 years. And that's what's motivating their vote.
Fascinating to learn about. Fritz, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Fritz Wenzel is Director of Communications for Zogby International. This is Dateline Washington.